Our readings from Isaiah and Matthew today provide curious bookends. In Isaiah, we hear God calling on Isaiah to give God's people a thorough thrashing for being disingenuous. Apparently, the people have said one thing and done another. They have said that they were fasting. They have called a fast, but their fast is entirely illegitimate. The fast that the people have called is one that serves their own interest and not the interest of God. The bookend to this in Matthew is Jesus telling his followers, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." But Jesus adds a caveat. If salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. These words, both from Isaiah and from Jesus, were meant to be a wake-up call to the people of God, and they still have this purpose today. Isaiah's words to the people are harsh. There's no question about what the problem is. The people have said they are fasting or restraining from certain activities, but they're just giving this lip service. They say they're doing one thing when in fact they are doing just the opposite, and they wonder why God is not pleased, why God is not near them. The people are going through the motions. They're beating their chest, pretending to be humble, covering themselves in ashes, and wearing sackcloth, all of which are an outward sign of their intent to change. But all the while, their outward signs of intent are nothing more than that, outward signs. There is no inward intent. There is no inward grace. Going through the motions is of no use without the involvement of the heart. God does not want outward signs of hollow intentions. God wants us in totality, heart, mind, and soul. And it seems that an outward sign of being in a true relationship with God is this: to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke, to share our bread with the hungry, and bring the homeless poor into our house. When we see the naked, to cover them and not hide from our own kin. By acting in these ways, we are told that our light shall spring up quickly, our vindicator shall go before us, and the glory of the Lord will be our rear guard. To let our light shine, we must look outward, not inward, to help those in need of help, and not turn a blind eye or a deaf ear to the needs and cries of the world around us. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." Neither salt nor light serves its own purpose. The whole purpose of salt and light are to enhance that in which they come in contact. Salt by itself is of little use. Salt brings out the natural flavor or natural goodness of other foods. Salt adds to. It does not take away. Other food is dull without salt. Just ask someone who's suddenly been placed on a sodium-reduced diet. It's dull. Recently, I was reading the book entitled The Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society. Now that is a mouthful. And in this book, it talks about the occupation of the Channel Islands by the Germans during World War II. One of the biggest hardships the islanders complained of was that the German soldiers had not only taken the best of the food sources, but had depleted the island's salt reserves. Potato and turnip soup is dull and lifeless on the best of days, but it is downright flat without salt. To remedy the problem, the suggestion was made to draw water from the ocean and cook it down until the water evaporated, leaving only the salt deposits. Unfortunately, the firewood supply was greatly diminished, so cooking water to the point of evaporation was out of the question. but people desperate for salt and resourceful in their desperation began to use the seawater to cook their vegetables and soups. You are the salt of the earth. You are in demand to bring out the flavor in everything around you. You are needed to point to the goodness in everything you touch, to make the world a better place by your being in it. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. The light that we shine enlightens others to God, not to ourselves. The good works that we do are for the glory of God, not for ourselves. Our light should shine outward, not inward. Just yesterday, we provided food for over 100 families that came through our doors. No questions were asked about their income level or worthiness for receiving the food. The only question asked is if there is a prayer request for themselves or for others. Children came and helped, as well as adults. This is one way our light shines in the world, sharing our bread with the hungry. We do well here in our care for those who come through our doors. We offer hospitality and care, and in these ways, the light of Christ does shine through, and we are glad indeed. Jesus said, "Do not think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill." Isaiah calls for a just fast, a fast that looses the bonds of injustice, unties the thongs of the yoke, lets the oppressed go free, and breaks every yoke. These are the words of the prophet that Jesus came to fulfill. We shine the light of Christ in the world when we offer food to the hungry and clothing to the naked, but there is more to be done. The more to be done is the really hard work of naming, acknowledging, and taking to task injustice. Of naming, acknowledging, and taking to task those who hold others in oppression. And by naming, acknowledging, and taking to task the yokes that burden our sisters and brothers, both here at home and throughout the world. It is these Christ-like actions that our true value as salt and light shine in the flat and dark places of the world. This is our call as followers of Christ. We must genuinely care for the needs of those near and far, to speak for those who have no voice and stand for those who have no strength. To be salt and light in the world is not for the faint of heart or the weak in courage, but we are strengthened by the one who was first named by Simeon as a light to enlighten the nations. Let his light shine through all. Amen. Amen.